Hey, sorry I'm late. The magic shop had a few last-minute customers, and one of them knocked over a pot of alchemist fire, and it's been a long day. But it's better now that I'm with you. I'm glad you decided to stick around after our little mishap last week. I would have been so worried the whole time were you in the north. I really think my mistress will be able to help you on your quest. The artifacts she makes are so incredibly powerful. You know already, obviously. But anyway, waiting for her to return will take less time than trekking up to the dragon's hoard and back, so it's a win-win for everybody. You stay safe, and I get that date you promised me. You do? Oh, I picked out this perfume especially for you. It's an old experimental blend my mistress made when she first hired me, and... Are you okay? You look pale. Oh my gods, I'm sorry. Of course you'd be scared of me using anything my mistress made around you. But don't worry, this is just a little spell. It only slightly increases romantic feelings. I triple-checked the instructions this time, promise. You still seem kind of nervous. Do you want to go back to the shop and see the box it came out of? Okay, let's go, but when you find out it's harmless, you owe me a real date. All right, just a second. I'll get the box from the back.
Jeez, you accidentally switch one order and you hear about it for the rest of your life. Besides,
you were fine after 3 days. I didn't hear a whole lot of complaining about my solution. Here. See? Perfectly safe. Wait. What's that on the back? Shit, no. Huh? No, it's a... Say, how long did it take us to walk back here? 15-20 minutes? I might still have time to fix this. Fix what? Well... There might have been a little more instruction than I thought. Okay, quick, drink this. No, stop talking. We don't have time. Drink the damn potion, please. Thank you. Oh, that was close. Oh, the potion? It was just a generic buff to your physical constitution. It makes it easier for you to resist the effects of other potions, or perfumes in this case. It's a good thing you drank it in time, or else we'd have a problem on our hands. Oh yeah, it would be bad. Here, I'll read it to you. Perfume of romance. Increases romantic feelings between two people, provided they existed prior to applying the potion. See, sounds harmless, right? Well, there was slightly more on the back. Warning. Perfume shelf life not to exceed 2 years. Ingredients become exponentially more potent after the shelf life has exceeded, creating exponentially increased feelings of arousal. Wait, hold that thought. If exposed to perfume after end of shelf life, effects will not end until both parties experience mutual sexual release. Babe, I said hang on, I'm almost done. Partners who have already engaged in sexual activity are far more susceptible to... What? Why do you keep interrupting me? My. You look really uncomfortable. What's wrong? No, that's not possible. We got you the potion in time. Why are you still feeling the effects of the perfume? No, the note doesn't say anything else. This is really bad. The perfume gets stronger every day outside its shelf life, which is 2 years, and I've had it for 2, 3, 4... Oh, gods! It's been 5 years since Mistress gave this to me, and it wasn't exactly new then. Hey, don't talk about my mistress like that. I'm sure this isn't my fault. I was really new back then, and so excited to be working for such a powerful mage, and... I got starstruck a lot, and I didn't always pay as much attention as I should. I'm sure she must have warned me at some point. Well, I guess I ruined our date, huh? Want to go back and get situated till I can find a way to fix this? All right. You know your way around. Stupid, stupid. Why can't I ever think straight around him? I never make these kinds of mistakes when Mistress is here. What's that? Hang on, I can't hear you. Oh, you found Mistress's box of unclaimed artifacts. Yeah, a lot of people send in a request and payment by mail, and then they can't work up the nerve to actually collect their items. I guess they're afraid of having their intimate secrets known, so my mistress keeps them back here in case someone decides to finally come pick them up. Hmm? A solution? I'm game. Let's hear it. No, I'm not doing that again. I'm not going to have our first two times having sex both be while you're strapped to a bed and I fix some stupid mistake you can barely tell what's going on and... All right, fine. I'll listen. You found what? A necklace of suggestion. Give me the note attached to it. It allows user to influence subject. You sure about this? I mean, yeah, I can use it to force you to stay calm, but it's pretty much giving me total control over you. You really trust me that much? Okay, let's do it. You should still be aware of everything around you, and you can still do what you want outside of following my commands, so just let me know if you want me to give you back control. All right, here goes nothing. Calm down and stand up. Breathe deeply. Take off my blouse. And now my bra. Oh, I can't believe how soft your hands are. Are you sure you're an adventurer? I don't remember telling you to start playing with my nipples. But I like that you're showing some initiative. Don't stop now. Start sucking on them. Good boy. Don't get distracted. Besides, you should be used to the feeling of my fingers toying with your cock. Here, rub this on my nipple before you kiss it. Oh, fuck. It's an arousal, Jim. It increases sensitivity tenfold wherever you rub it. But only for a few seconds. It's fantastic for foreplay. Yes. God, yes. Yes. Just like that. Oh, God. Okay. Stop. Come over to the bed. I'm going to sit here, and you're going to kneel down right in front of me. No, whining. I get to come first this time. Besides, you've come enough in this room already. That's my good boy. Now slip off my panties and put that talented tongue of yours to work. Oh, God. Oh, you have no idea how long I've wanted this. Oh, it's so, so much better than I could have ever imagined. Fuck, yes, like my clit. And, Oh, fuck, you should have warned me before you used the stone down there. Oh, God, fuck, I don't know how much of this I can take. Shit, oh, my God, wait, stop, I can't take it. It feels too good. Oh, it's okay, baby. Oh, I guess that was a little payback for what I did to you last week. It's just a little too much for me. But that gives me an idea. Start stroking your cock. Good boy. And now, rub the stone around the head of your dick. Oh, does that bring back memories for you? Keep doing that until I tell you to stop. Keep licking my pussy. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, that mouth. That sweet, sweet mouth. Good boy. Oh, good boy. That's it. Are you leaking pre-cum yet, my good boy? Keep jerking your dick. Nice and slow. Yes. Up and down. And down, all the while, slowly circling that stone around the tip. Good boy. Now, oh yes, run the stone down the length of your shaft. Yeah, just like that. Now, start stroking faster. You're shivering. This has got to be all new for you, huh? Your hands are all mine. And I'm going to use them to play with you any way I want. It's almost like someone else stroking you, isn't it? Like something's possessed you. Faster now and use the other hand. I'll rub the stone around your nipples. Oh, yes, good boy. Oh, all right, stop licking my pussy. Stand up, but don't stop playing with yourself. Keep stroking yourself while I rub your balls. That's it. There's the moans I wanted to hear. Don't fight it. Just let it all out. Now move the stone back to your dick and stroke even faster. I'm just gonna play with your nipples. All right. I want you to come for me, baby. Stroke your dick until you can't take it anymore. Such a good boy. It's okay. Sit down on the bed. Lie back and I'm going to take the stone. Looks like that wasn't enough for you. Your dick is still rock hard. Guess my constitution potion worked after all. That's okay. Just keep lying on the bed and close your eyes. You taste so good. I don't think I'll ever get tired of this. I am curious. What happens if I rub the stone right here? Right under the head and then... Fuck. That sound was adorable. So desperate. So needy. I need to hear it again. Oh, good boy. I'm just gonna rub and suck until you can't think straight. Mm. Got one last little trick up my sleeve. Do you want to see it? You see this scroll? It's a spell called Mage Hand. It lets me form a ghostly hand that I can control with my thoughts. Do you know what I'm going to do with it first? I'm going to rub that stone all over your dick and then... Did you feel it? The feeling of a hand gliding over your cock while you were in my mouth? It's overwhelming, isn't it? You can't stop twitching. It's the best part of the spell. It'll never get tired, never lose pace, never stop stroking until you come for me. So if it's getting too intense, all you need to do is come for me. Just come right out of my mouth. Come for me, my good boy. What's wrong? You can't come so soon after last time. I guess you'll just have to endure it then. My mouth. And my spells. That's right. Buck your hips. Moan for me. Let your body tell me exactly what it needs. That's a good boy. Whimper for me. Just like you did on that night. Let me give you all the pleasure you can take. You're gonna come? Okay, baby, I'm gonna pick up the pace just a little bit. On the count of three. One. Good boy. Come in my mouth. Let me finally taste your cum. Good boy. Such a good boy. I'm not gonna stop just yet, no. Beg me to stop. Good boy. We really need to stop ending our dates like this. I'm not sure how many more of these you can take. Maybe next time we can try. Mistress, you're back.